flood has started some 2 weeks ago and is keeping increasing. As I speak to you, some of the shops are already dismantled. The water have taken over, and even some businesses are not functioning because the airstrip and the administrative area is on other side, and the market center is on other side. So even when traders are trying to bring some small goods from Juba, there is no road for them to transport to the main market. So it is really a big challenge.
So why is it such bad? I mean, don't we have some trenches, things that can make the water to run?
The Bor River is seasonal, which is joined by two rivers, which is Lotila, at the same time Kengen River. So it is not controllable because it is the area is flooding and there is nowhere you can control the water.
Now, how are people surviving? You did mention that shops are not operating and the administrative area is different. I mean, it's far from the two sides of this, and people literally cannot be moving around. How are people surviving?
It's increasing cost of living because for the people now, when you want to cross to other side of the market, you have to pay £20 for the boat while you are going to buy a kilo of sugar, which is 600 today. And it is the kind of increasing, it's making life of people hard.
So as authorities there, what are you doing now to help the people?
There is nothing that we can do. That is why we are appealing to international communities and humanitarian organizations to come and intervene, because on our side, we have nothing to do. Only the government now is offering the board of the county at least to take official when they are trying to cross to other side, plus other miserable people who don't have money to pay for the boat. That is only what we are doing, but there is nothing that we can do.
So you're saying that for officials to be going to the workplace, or they have to go when they want to go for their duties or performing their duties, they have to use a boat.
Yes, mostly people who are staying on that side of market, they have to use a boat because everybody has to cross by boat. It is now full. Even that small bridge which was met by UNMISS, you cannot see it now. It's covered by the water.
All right, Simon, what will be your final appeal?
I'm really appealing on behalf of people of Buma State that humanitarian organization, they have to intervene and rescue the people who are now displaced in their own places. And even the market now is run by the water. And some people who are displaced, they have nothing where to stay. So we are appealing to humanitarian organization if they can help to bring at least non-food item to let these people make up, because it is rain season and children are affected with the rain and all this cool weather.